Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Word right there. Hallelujah. Eat on that all day.
Yeah.
Amen. Again, welcome.
Welcome.
Y'all, we're so excited.
The holiday is here, and we just in a merry, cheerful mood. Thank you, God, to be here. So many carnivores, they to be here this time of the year. They're not with us, a lot of loved ones and friends. So we're just so grateful that God has given us a new day, new mercy, new grace. So welcome you all. This is your first time with us here in Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to welcome you.
Yes, welcome you to Sunday.
Welcome you. Come as you are. Hallelujah. Come as you are. Leave it all at the altar. Don't take it back with you. Leave it today here in Sunday service.
Yes,
all of your concerns, all of your worries, all of your fears, all of your anxieties, all your sickness, all your disease, whatever it is, leave it here today.
Right.
At the altar today. Don't take it back with you. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in a powerless name that you will not leave here to the same today. You will leave here restored, renewed, made new. Hallelujah.
Right.
Healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And now that is my prayer for you. And I'm standing believing and trusting.
Right.
We come into agreement today that we will not leave here the same.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says that the word of God, it transforms us, it renews us, it redeems us, it heals us, it sets us free, it makes all things new. And that's what we're here to do today. That's what we're here to receive. If you didn't know what you was coming for today, receive that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Again, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, press 1, we want to welcome you. Personally, me and my husband want to welcome you here. Or if you've been here in Sunday service and you've never, officially been welcoming us and you've just been coming in every Sunday, we want to welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you today. Amen. God has called us to pray. We should always be praying. Amen. Amen. We see all our family members and loved ones here today in Sunday service. We thank God for you.
Yes, thank God.
Thank God.
I see my Aunt Chandra Jackson is here.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Sister Billy, Sister B, and the daughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister
Hallelujah.
Connie, Brother Lauren, God bless you. Welcome.
Looking good.
Father. Welcome, God.
Church clothes on, the church hat on. Come on in.
It's a new day. God's doing a new thing.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Welford and Minister Darlena, hallelujah. We thank God for you. Just to name a few, God bless you. We see you all. The church is packed today, so we thank God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for one more time, Father God, that you've allowed us to be here, Father God. We thank you for your presence, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Father God. Oh, Lord, we know in your presence there is peace and there is presence. Your presence there is healing. In your presence there is joy. In your presence, oh God, we are made new. We're made over. We're redeemed. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us on today, Father God, to count us worthy to be another day in the land of the living, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. So, Father God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all day on yesterday. Today, last night, through tonight, and this morning, and even right now, that you keep us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, teach us, oh God, to exalt you even more in all our situations, circumstances. Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh God. Oh, Lord, we exalt your name above all names, so there's no one greater than you, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move on this line today, Father God. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit to receive from you, Father God, all that you have for us to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for divine position and alignment of our lives today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, for many of us are needing divine direction in this country, Father God. Let us receive on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no more delays, Father God, on where we should go and what we should do, Father God. Oh, Lord, let us not operate in error, Father God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name and through your strength, oh God, we will operate in complete hallelujah and order and obedience in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven.
Yeah,
Lord, God, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us right now to hear our heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer that we will pray prayers that will bring deliverance, peace, joy, healing, happiness, oh God, freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. Hallelujah. We come to you, Lord God, with praise and thanksgiving. We come pray with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, hallelujah, and a heart of forgiveness on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven, we come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word, 1 John 1:9, you said that we confess our sins and you're faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So, Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
We come to you right now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free. Hallelujah. soul and brain, was from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, in the intensive and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Lord,
we thank you. Go before the way of today. Hallelujah. We come, hallelujah, to give it all over to you right now. We cast all our cares, sins, and burdens down. Hallelujah. We pick up peace, joy, and happiness, and we walk in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the prayer when we endure to the end. We know that we will be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, move in a mighty way right now. Do what only you can do. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
He was searching and forcing to press out and drive out, cast out Satan, all our wicked demons, tormenting mind, hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil strong man, any religious, any controlling spirits or familiar spirits, any spirits concerned to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infection, pain, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, crippling, arthritis, hepatitis, acute sinusitis, and any spirits concerned to divine help, along with their affections, side effects, and things out of our spirit, out of our mind, out of our will, out of our emotions, out of our ego, out of our libido, out of our imagination, thoughts, and our subconscious airs and physical beings, every object on us in our homes, our cars, friends, and our animals, vehicles, and workplaces. We ask you to find and catch these evil beings in the abyss. Deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture. Keep them there to their judge and thrown into the lake of fire. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to hallelujah to your name,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
With the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood coming in Psalm 91, overthrowing around and around us. Our spirit, mind, will, and emotion, evil, obedient, imagination, thoughts, and subconscious, and physical beings, all spiritual and natural doors, opening, coming into our lives, and probably the aperture of God around and about us in our homes, and all that we have and will have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, move in a mighty way on today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come out of faith right now to receive all that you have us receive. We start operating the spirit in this house, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Lord, teach us away, oh God, and lead us out of path of righteousness for your name, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you've done, what you're doing, and
thank
what you're about to do in the life of your children.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, Lord, you ain't left for my head. My Lord, my God, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Right now in the fall today.
Lord.
Oh Lord, we need to be healed right now. Oh Lord, we need to be free right now. Oh Lord, teach us, oh God, your ways. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor today. Provide the deliverance of wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, to open these gates, oh God, so that we can be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed and use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory, man. Lord, we lift up the nations of our family. We lift up the glory of the heaven, man, today. We lift up our head of the seed, huh? We lift up our head of the seed today. Hallelujah. We lift up our head of our head of the seed, oh God. We lift up our head of the seed, oh God. We lift up our head of the seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that strength our head cursed. We pray that healing in the rivers of God. Hallelujah. That you are new man, new man, the eagles, oh God. We pray for restoration. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind peace for us. We bind good health and strength. We bind joy and happiness. We bind prosperity today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we touch our hearts today. If you're blind and you're waiting for our end of us, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the call for the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're blessed in our going and blessed in our coming in, blessed in the field and blessed in the city. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you that you're willing to
deliver
us. We thank you even right now, oh God, that your aid is going to help around us and our families, protect us from seeing and all the things that is of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, today, hallelujah. We come against every spoken curse, every written curse, every generational curse, and we destroy with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we declare the call by faith today in the power of the name of Jesus Christ, that we are blessed with every spoken curse, written curse, generational curse, blood covenant curse, right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. Be free today in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth, and we feel this fire with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that God all faith with hell, hallelujah, and with the promises of God, and
hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit of the living God in the world in us, hallelujah, hallelujah, to glory. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving to God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Oh, Lord, move on the line right now, hallelujah. Move in the hearts of your children, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, purify, sanctify our mind and thoughts right now, oh God. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace come and be still right now.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll have our scripture reading from Minister Kimberly Redford, and then we'll have a brief word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, and then we'll have a song selection, and then the message for today. God bless you, Minister Redford.
Amen. God to the hello. Okay, glory to God. Give me honor to God, to the pastors, and everyone that's here today, and everyone that will listen in. I'm coming from Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14 only. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And the translation of Emmanuel is God is with us. And we also call him Jesus Christ. And as we prepare to celebrate his birth, I want people to make sure you're being mindful that it's not about the gifts under the tree. It's not about the decorations or anything except the fact that God sent his only begotten son to us. So if we're going to celebrate anything, let's celebrate that we have a right to live forever just because of his birth and because of his death on the cross. So this Christmas and every Christmas following, make sure that it's about celebrating Jesus Christ. God is with us. Amen.
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 Glory to God. We thank you for that message today. That's great. Amen. God bless you. And this time we'll have a message from Pastor Manning, a word from Pastor Manning. Today we'll have our song selection, and then we'll have a message. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Manning.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have a word. I have a word for each and every one of you. And for myself as well, I thank God for putting it on my heart to show you a little something in Scripture here. If you have your Bibles here, I want you to, will you go with me to Matthew chapter 7, and we'll read here. We'll read a few Scriptures here from Matthew chapter 7. We'll start right here in verse 1. All right. Amen. I want each and every one of you to realize, you know, that all of your heart desires, this is God's delight. God delights in your heart's desires. But let me make sure I get you to understand something. God does not delight in your desire when it does not line up with his will.
Jesus.
So all that your heart is desiring that's lining up with the will of God, that's for you. That's definitely for you. So let me show you something right here in Matthew chapter 7. We'll start right here in verse 1 so we can understand the reason why some things are not showing up in our lives. Okay. 1 says, judge not that you may not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged. And I'm reading this here from the New King James Version. And when the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And 3 says, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but not consider the plank that's in your own eye? 4 says, or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eyes and look at the plank in your own eyes? 5 says, hypocrites, First, remove the plank in your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that's in your brother's eyes. Six says, do not give what is holy to those dogs, or cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you all to pieces. And seven, we'll stop right here. Seven, and seven says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. What I want you to see is the same thing what God was showing me, that we have desires. It's certain things, you know, that we are looking for, you know, in our life. But let's not let these things that we're looking for in our life, let these be all worldly things. And not only don't let these be worldly things, don't be in that place of picking on one another. You know, we're judging one another. You know, we're jumping on each other, you know, for their flaws and their misfortunes. Because right here in this place, right here, where you're looking at someone else and you're being so judgmental. See, what you done did was, you didn't put someone else in the place where let me show you how to get you right. Let me show you how to fix you. See, we're trying to be like God without God, but when we really look at ourselves, you know, we have so many things that's going on with us that we have not let the word of God fix it in us first. We got so many things that we're dealing with just on the inside that can't nobody see, and we don't want anybody to see these things because we just want to cover these things up. I know how to get you to that place where everything is going to be all right with you, but I'm already there. No, we're not already there. We're not already there. Who made you a critic? Nobody made you a critic of anything. Nobody asked you to criticize or to be a critic. Come out of that place of being on your high horse. You're so high, you know, up on your high horse that you won't even let the word of God live in you or deal with you.
Jesus.
And seven here says right here, and we'll stop right here. And seven says right here, you know, ask and you shall receive. Now we've heard this so many times. See, when you be in that place of asking for something, when you're asking God for something, don't get too cute with that thing. Don't get too cute with it. God know every single thing that you need before you ask. But when you ask, you need to come to God asking and believing that he's going to do it for you. Asking Amen. And believing he's going to do it for you. And anything that's not showing up in your life, then maybe what it is for you to do is, instead of being judgmental and talking about everybody else, let the word of God work on you first, so you can be able to tell somebody how you do it. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for that word right there. We need that. Amen. We're so quick to pick out somebody else's flaws and mistakes. But if we just take the time and look at our own self, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. At this time, you all will have two song selections, and we'll be back from the message. Amen. God bless you all. Stay right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul. going to show us how to sing it in the 21st century. Jimmy, how would you say it?
I said, stop stopping you, that's how I made it over. Stop stopping you, that's how I made it over. Stop stopping you, that's how I made it over. Stop stopping you, that's how I made it over. That's how I made it.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you.
I can heal.
Yes, you can. that you'll have your healing.
We have received. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service here on this afternoon that will be given to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning, this anointed woman of God. She has a word that's in her mouth. And we thank God for you, Pastor, you know, for delivering this word. So here's Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We put your hands together, stand to your feet, and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Right now, thank God for what he's doing,
hallelujah,
what he's done, and what he's about to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We didn't come here just to be a spectator. We came here to praise and to worship him in the name of
hallelujah,
Jesus Christ. If it had not been for God on your side, where would you be today? If it had not been for God that brought you through, if it had not been for God
yes,
that changed you, where would you be right now? In the name of Jesus Christ, open up your mouth and say, glory, hallelujah. God, we just come to give your praise and honor today, oh God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
God,
for
glory,
what you've already done, oh God. If you don't do anything else, oh God, you've already done enough. We want to just say, thank you that you kept us all day on yesterday.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You for watching over our children. Thank you, Lord God, that you didn't give up on, oh God, that you never left us, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited.
Hallelujah.
If you know anything about me, hallelujah, you know that God, hallelujah, is the head of my life. Hallelujah. You know that God is the reason, hallelujah, that I stand here today. Hallelujah. If you know anything about me, or if you don't know, I'm going to tell you today, I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm saved by grace and mercy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah,
God. I'm so excited, hallelujah, to see everybody in service today. Hallelujah. I thank God that he kept you all week, all day long yesterday, even right now that you are able to be here in service today. I thank God for you. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for the breakthrough. I thank God for all that he's doing. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Right here today, you all. Hallelujah. Just last week, I barely had a voice this past week. And last week, I was struggling with my voice, but I thank God that he's in the business of restoring a restoration. Hallelujah. I thank God that God is able, hallelujah, to do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I come giving you all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. For you're the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, Lord God, in this Sunday service. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in, over, in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now in this service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us in service today, according to Isaiah 60:2. And we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray and that we are saved. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We all say amen, 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 amen. It's so good to see everybody in Sunday service on today. Hallelujah. The message today is, can you forgive and let go? The message today is, can you forgive and let go? A lot of us are dealing with that unforgiveness. We're able to safely forgive. We're able to even believe that we have forgiven, but we have a hard time letting go of that thing that we say that we forgive, or that person that we say that we have forgiven for what they've done to us. But we have a hard time letting go of that situation in its entirety. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, again, the message is, can you forgive and let go? We're not asking you, can you forgive, but can you forgive and let go? Can you? Today we're going to go to the book of Genesis, you all, chapter 45. And I'm going to go to different places, but today we're going to start in the book of Genesis, chapter 45, verse 1 through 11. As we're talking about, can you forgive and let go? You see, sometimes we get in that place, we'll forgive, but we can't let go of what has been done to us. We forgive that person completely, but we have to be able to forgive and let go so God can position us, so God can use us, so God can open up ways and avenues that he can't do until you let go of that thing that you say you forgive, because you haven't totally forgiven if you haven't let go that which you say you forgive. So when we look in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, 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 I'm so excited, because if you know the story about Joseph, hallelujah, it's been preached many a ways, hallelujah, but the one thing here, hallelujah, is that the power of forgiveness. You know, because a lot of times we can't get to that place, and we'll say even on our deathbed, there have been many on a deathbed that could not forgive, have told somebody, I will die before I forgive you, and they believe that, and they are not forgiving, and not understanding, if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. The Bible tells us this. When we look over in Genesis, the book of 45, Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 through 11, I'll give you all a second to get there. Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 through 11, amen. The Bible says here, verse 1, then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Verse 3 says, then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. Verse 4 says, and Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother whom you sold into Egypt. Verse 5 says, but now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God, hallelujah, hallelujah, sent me before you to preserve life. Verse 6 says, for these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. Verse 7 says, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Verse 8 says, so now it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, hallelujah, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler through all the land of Egypt. The Bible says in verse 9, hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord over all Egypt. Come down to me and do not tarry. Verse 10 says, you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. Verse 11 says, there I will provide for you, lease you and your household, and all that you have come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine. I'm going to ask you again, can you forgive and let go? When we look at this particular part in the Bible, in this scripture about Joseph, he had to be able to forgive and to let go. And as we see, when he forgave and let go, he was able to be used by God. God blessed him in mighty ways that he was able to be used for his family. But first he had to forgive. He told his brothers, don't be grieved or angry with yourself for what you have done to me. Basically, he was saying that I've already forgiven you because I know God had a plan for me that's greater than the plan that you had for me. God had a plan to prosper me. Though you had a plan to kill me, you sold me into slavery. First you wanted to kill me, then you sold me. Then I went through everything because of you. But I have forgiven. Giving you my brother. I have let that go because God had a purpose for my life. So in order for me to see what God has for me to do, to be the power God has for me, I've got to forgive, and not just that, I've got to let go so I can hold on to what God has for me. See, we've heard this preached so many different ways, but there is power of forgiveness here in this scripture because he forgave his brother. But can you forgive and let go? You know, we have a hard time being in that place because I want you to understand this. If you're dealing with any unforgiveness or anger, I want you to understand that unforgiveness brings, hallelujah, brings anger, brings resentment, brings hate, hallelujah. But if you can forgive and let go, God can prosper you, God can bless you, God can heal you. A lot of us can't be healed because we're still dealing with unforgiveness. We said we forgive, hallelujah. We believe that we forgive. But the moment something happens, we get back into that place of unforgiveness. We get back into that place where we're going back to what hurt us, going back to what they did, going back to what they said. But you got to forgive and you got to let go. Hallelujah. That you have forgiven. That you have forgiven. So I want you to understand here, even more so in this scripture, although Joseph's brother had wanted to get rid of him, God used him, even their evil actions, to fulfill his ultimate plan. He sent Joseph ahead to preserve their lives and to save Egypt and prepare the way for the beginning of the nation of Israel. God is sovereign, you all. His plans are not dictated by human actions. When others intend evil for you or evil toward you, remember that they are only God's tools. As Joseph said to his brothers, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's lives. I want you to understand today, Ken, when you let go, hallelujah, when you forgive and let go, God can use it. When you understand, hallelujah, this is just a tool that God is using for me. This is just a touch, hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to overcome this. I want to forgive and let go. You may have not been able to let go. You may be still dealing with what you did to me, but I have let go. I have forgiven you, and I have went on with doing what the God has called me to do. I want you to understand something. People, hallelujah, though you've forgiven them for what they've done to you, they haven't let go of what they've done. But when you can forgive and let go, hallelujah, you can go back and help the one that's trying to kill you. You can go back and help the one that's trying to imprison you. You can go back and help the one that wronged you. You can go back and help the one, hallelujah, that's right on you. When
yes.
You can forgive and let go.
Yes, Lord.
But can you? Can you? Can you forgive and let go? The one that beat you, can you forgive and let go? Hallelujah. Some people say, no, I can't do that. No, I done lost too much. They done took too much. You don't know what they did to me. They raped me. They lied on me. I got locked up. They took my children. They stole my money. Hallelujah. They burned down my house. And you mean to tell me, yeah, I got to forgive them? Yes, you got to forgive. Not only do you have to forgive, but you got to let go. So God can use you.
Hallelujah.
So God can use you. So God can use you. Hallelujah. So God can use you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to say it again and again. When we look in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34, you all, in the book of Luke, you'll find it in John, you'll find it in Matthew, you all, when Jesus was on the cross, and Jesus said to them, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And the question is, why did Jesus say, Father, forgive them on the cross? On the cross. They're killing him on the cross. They're persecuting him on the cross. They're talking about him on the cross. The answer is Jesus' words, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, are found in the book of Luke 23 and 24. Jesus looked down from the cross upon a scene you out that must have been distressing. And to him, the Roman soldiers were gambling for his clothing. The criminals on the cross to either side of him were reveling him, and the religious leaders were mocking him, and the crowd was blaspheming him, and he's surrounded by this most unworthy lot. Jesus prayed for them, Father, forgive them. It's a prayer of unmatched mercy and love. Even in his agony, Jesus' concern was for the forgiveness of those, hallelujah, of those who counted themselves among his enemies. He asked the Father to forgive the thieves on the cross who jeered at him. He asked the Father to forgive the Roman soldiers who had mocked him and spit on him and beat him and yanked off his beard and whipped him and put a crown of thorns on his head and nailed him to the cross. Jesus asked for forgiveness for the angry mob that had mocked him and called for his crucifixion. Can you forgive and let go? It is important to know that Jesus' prayer, Father, forgive them, does not mean that everyone was forgiven illiterately, but without repentance and faith. It does mean that Jesus was willing to forgive them. Forgiveness was, in fact, hallelujah, the reason he was on the cross. The words, Father, forgive them, show the mercy, the merciful heart of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, because he was fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 53 and 12, that says, from the cross, Jesus intercedes for sinners. Today, risen and glorified, Jesus remains on the mediator between God and mankind. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, because he was putting into practice the principle that he had taught in the sermon on the mountain. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus, hallelujah, the persecuted, praying for the persecutors. I ask you again, can you forgive and let go? Here, coupled with the willingness of Jesus to forgive his tormentors and the fact that they did not know what they were doing, the sinners who put Jesus on the cross were ignorant of the true import of their action. The soldiers, hallelujah, hallelujah, the soldiers personally held no ill will toward him. They were simply following orders. This was how they normally treated condemned men, and they believed that he truly deserved it. They didn't know that they were killing the Son of God. The mob didn't really know whom they were trying to destroy. The Jewish leaders had deceived them into believing that Jesus was a fake and a troublemaker. Hallelujah. In prayer, Father, forgive them, Jesus reveals his infinite mercy. He still loved them and would forgive them if only they would humble themselves and repent. Will you show mercy today and forgive and let go? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus' prayer says, Father, forgive them, was answered in the lives of many people. Hallelujah. The Roman centurion at the foot of the cross of seeing how Jesus died, exclaimed, surely, surely this man was the Son of God. One of two things crucified with Jesus, exercised faith in Christ, who promised him, hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, promised him on the cross paradise. As a member, hallelujah, yes, shout out, hallelujah, send the hearing publicly aligned himself with Jesus. And a little over a month later, 3,000 people in Jerusalem were saved in one day as the church began in Acts 2 and 41. On the cross, Jesus provided forgiveness for all those who would ever believe in him. According to Matthew 20 and 28, Jesus paid the penalty for the sins that we committed, all our ignorance, and even the ones that we've committed deliberately. When we are born again, we too become an answer to Jesus' prayer, Father, forgive them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, can you forgive and let go? Can you forgive and let go? That is the question. Can you forgive and let go today? There's some things that happened to you in your past that you can't seem to let go, but you said out of your mouth, you said it in prayer. You probably said it to the person, I forgive, but you have not let go. And I'm here to tell you today, until you let go, you have not truly forgiven. You got to let go of that thing. Once and for all, you got to kill it. You got to destroy it. Hallelujah. If not, it would destroy you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. What's the use of you saying, I forgive the bomb, but you still hold on to the bomb to keep on killing yourself. You got to kill yourself to it. You got to let go of that thing. Once and for all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you know anything about Jacob and Esau in the Bible, there were brothers. There were twin brothers. The Bible tells us how he was deceived by his brother. How Esau was deceived by his brother. But the Bible tells us when we look in the book of Genesis chapter 33, as they met one another, after all this time, it says here in the Bible about Esau, when they met this time after so many years, after his brother had deceived him. It was a refreshing to see that Esau's change of heart. When the two brothers met again, he had a change of heart. He had forgiven his brother. He had let go. Not only did he forgive him, he had let go. The bitterness over losing his birthright and the blessing seems gone. And so Esau was content with what he had. Jacob even explained how great it was to see his brother obviously pleased with him. Life can bring us, you all, some bad situations. We can feel cheated as Esau did, but we do not have to remain bitter. We don't have to continue to hold on to that. We can remove bitterness from our lives by honestly expressing our feelings to God, forgiving those who have wronged us, and being content with what we have. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, like Esau did, he had every right to be mad at his brother, to want to get back at his brother. The Bible says that he bowed down to his brother seven times. He bowed to the ground seven times was a sign of respect given to a king. And Jacob was taking every precaution as he met Esau, hoping to dispel any thoughts of revenge. But Esau had a change of heart. He decided to let go. He decided to forgive his brother and let go. Even though his brother was offering him gifts, he said, please take it. He said, no, I don't want to take it. You know, because he had already forgiven and let go. He was already blessed. But he ended up taking what his brother gave to him in the name of Jesus Christ to satisfy his brother. But I'm here to ask you today, can you forgive and let go? Can you? Can you forgive and let go? Is there someone today that you need to forgive and let go? Something that someone did to you that seemed like, I can't let this go. You don't understand how long and what all they put me through and how it really damaged my life and why I can't go forward because of this. I'm here to tell you today, it ain't about that no more. It's about you forgiving and letting go of that thing so that you can be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, when we look in the book of Matthew, you are Matthew 6, chapter 14 through 15, hallelujah. The Bible says, forgive them. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So it's because you have not totally forgiven and let go of that thing. Jesus here in the verse 14 through 15, Jesus gives a startling warning you of our forgiveness. If we refuse to forgive others, God will also refuse to forgive us. Why? Because when we don't forgive others, we are denying our common ground as sinners in need of God's forgiveness. So God's forgiveness of sin is not the direct result of our forgiving others, but it is based on our realization or realizing what forgiveness means. It is easy to ask God for forgiveness, but difficult to grant it to others. Whenever we ask God to forgive us for sin, we should ask ourselves, Have I forgiven the people who have wronged me? And I will ask you again, can you forgive and let go? Can you? Can you forgive and let go today? Can you forgive? You know, that is the question the Bible tells us. We must. You all, we must. We must. As hard as it is, we got to forgive. We can't hold on to this thing. We can't say it. You can't say that we're forgiven, but we're still holding on to it. We go back and pick it up every time, you know, something don't go right. We go back and pick that thing up. We got to forgive. We got to let go. You got to forgive and you got to let go. That's a two-part here. There's a two-part here, my people. We got to. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, that Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Upon seven times was the question, and Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Have you done that? The Bible tells in Psalm 86 and 5, you all, can you forgive and let go? The Bible says here, you, Lord, are forgiven and good, abundant in love to all who call to you. All it to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible tells in Mark 11 and 25 that, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. You gotta forgive. You gotta let go of that thing. The Bible says in Psalm 32:1, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You all, there is power in forgiveness. There is power in forgiveness, you all. Forgiveness means giving up the suffering of the past and being willing to forge ahead with far greater potential for inner freedom. Besides reward of letting go of a painful past, there are powerful benefits, you all, in forgiveness. Forgiveness removes pain and grudge from your heart. You become happier, and this is what the Lord desires for you. When your heart is clear, the Lord can find a place in it and fill it with love. When your life is free from grudge, you all, the Lord can start sending you miracles. How many of us are needing a miracle today? How many of us are needing a miracle today? But until you can forgive and let go, God can't work that miracle in your life. God can't do what he want to do in your life because you got to. You are commanded to do so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ask God to be your strength to be able to forgive and to let go of that thing that's been plaguing you all these years of your life over and over and over again. It replays itself like a movie on play on rewind, never cutting off. Ask God to help you to forgive and to let go today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, it is the power of the Holy Ghost that worketh in you, that you have the power and authority to do so. But will you do it today? Will you do it today? Right now, if you are dealing with unforgiveness or anger, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you right now as I'm led to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Press one. If you are, the Bible says that we confess our sins to one another, and Jesus will forgive our sins, that our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Will you do that today? If you are, if you can admit, I am dealing with anger. I am dealing with unforgiveness. It's something that happened to me, and I've had a hard time letting go. I pray, I fast, and I'm still in that same place. I can't seem to prosper. I'm still sick in my body. I'm still hurting. What is it? What is it? Because when we can't forgive you all, we start operating in patience. There's so many things that unforgiveness leads to, that it links us to. And you open up yourself for the enemy to operate in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you can be free today. Hallelujah. Press one. I want to pray for you. You don't even have to give me your name. Hallelujah. Just press one and come on in and just say, I have a problem with, I've been dealing with unforgiveness. Hallelujah. I know who you are. I know who you are. I don't have to call your name to pray for you today. Hallelujah. My sisters, my brothers on the line, I know who you are. Press one. You know who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. If there is one today, come on. Let's break this thing. Let's destroy it. Once of all, let's uproot that seed of unforgiveness, that seed of pain, that seed that will cause premature death. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. If you know, don't leave here today, off this line here in Sunday service, dealing with unforgiveness, dealing with anger. Hallelujah. 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 If there's one today, let's be free. Let me come into agreement with you. Amen. Amen. The doors of the church are open at this time. God bless you all. Remember the message today. Can you forgive and let go? Can you forgive and let go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning, can you open the doors of the church?
There might be one. There might be one that's ready to let today be that day that you let go of all the past hurt, pain, and deception, anything
Jesus
you might have been dealing with in your life. Give your
Jesus
life over to Jesus. Let that be
my
you.
God.
Maybe one today.
Yes, Lord.
There may be one that already gave their life over to Christ, but, you know, I didn't enter back into that place of unforgiveness. You know, let me and my wife pray for you on this day. Let that be you today. Just press one, and we'll pray for you today. There may be one that's needing something in their life. You know, maybe you might be sick in your body. You might need deliverance from something. You need us to pray for you, someone. Let us pray. Let's pray with you today. It might be one. There's maybe even one that's looking for a church home on today. Let me and my wife be your pastor. We would love to pray with you, pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
And show you the way, which is not our way, but God's way.
Amen.
Amen. It might be one.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray at this time before we go into our tithes and offering. You can get your tithes and offering ready, and those who are already sending your tithes and offering, we'll pray over those today, and we've already prayed over any that came in before this Sunday. We'll pray again today in the name of Jesus Christ. But I do want to pray for those that are dealing with anger right now, which is still stemming from unforgiveness. I want to pray for you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're just thanking God for this deliverance on today, that God is healing your heart, your mind, your body. Amen. Lord Jesus, we truly regret our sin of anger. And we come to you in humility and lowliness of mind. We acknowledge our sin of anger and we repent right now. We turn from that way to walk in your chosen path of righteousness, Father. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, your word says that your anointing destroys all yokes of bondage, according to Isaiah 10 and 27. So we ask you now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes and strongholds of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives, along with all their works, roots, fruits, chemicals, and links that are in our lives, in the lives of everyone that's on the line, and anyone that we've prayed for today. And we ask you, Lord, to force out all spirits of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, control, and anger from us, and any replacement of evil spirits trying to come back from the abyss, bound till they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us in all these areas that we are set free from with your love and your Holy Spirit, according to John 14 and 14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name right now, Father God, that you will heal the sick, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Valencia Elizabeth Allen. We lift up our mother Carol Dillard on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Minister Rufford on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask that you heal, deliver, and set free, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you bless all that's on the line today, oh God. May they prosper in every area of their life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, show yourself to them, oh God. Let them encounter experience with the Holy Spirit like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Take them to a greater level, greater altitude in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the power of the Holy Ghost of the living God that dwelleth in us. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. If that prayer was for you today, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it's for you, receive it right now. Let it take root and manifest in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk in and talk in it. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we'll take our tithes and offering right now. Hallelujah. If you have them, holding your hand. If you're sending the cash out to Pastor Chantel, go ahead and send those over. If you need another way to send those tithes and offering in, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. God bless you. God keep you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3 and give our offerings, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, rebuke the devourer right now for our son because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us, our any of our family members, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, to keep our families, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds, and bless us with your seven blessings of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, to give us a fulfillment of the seven blessings of the tithe, according to John 16:23. And those that give their offering on today, Father God, Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, Lord God, and giving our offerings, and we receive the blessings right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers, and Lord, that we give, Father God, not to just be given unto us, Lord God, but we're cheerful givers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray.
Yes,
to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen,
amen.
At this time, you all, we're going to have our announcements from Sister Dillard. Amen. God bless you, Sister Dillard, giving God all praise, honor, and glory. Sister Dillard?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
To everybody. The announcement for today, Sunday, first of all, I'll give it honor to God, who's the head of my life, the pastor, members in church, friends, family. The announcement today is Monday at 6 a.m. Are we still having intercession prayer or all that's canceled for this week?
No, Monday we still have prayer at 6 a.m.
Okay. We still have an intercession prayer Monday at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be fasting. Tuesday is one-on-one counseling. The number to call is 346-719-3349. Wednesday at 7 p.m. Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. midday service. Sunday service at 2 p.m. And then we have the shout hosted by Pastor Tonika Manning, running Monday through Thursday at noon. And we're looking forward to adopt a family or families we can give to this holiday season. If you know anyone, please email their information to the preacher and the pastor at gmail.com. That's our announcements for this week. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Just to add to the announcement, this week, you all, we will services have been postponed until the following week due to the holidays. So we won't be in minister training on Monday and Tuesday. We won't have Wednesday Bible study or Thursday service this week. We will have Sunday service on Sunday this week, right after Christmas. And so so you all will know this, so you won't be coming on and be like, where's everyone? So we won't be on until next week. We'll be back on our regular schedule. And we have already adopted a family for the holidays, and we've been able to bless a family, a mother of four children, this holiday. So we thank God. That we've been blessed and a blessing to be a blessing. So we have fulfilled that assignment that God has given us. Starting on January 1st to February 9th, we have our 40 days of fasting and prayer. You all get your mind, get your body and everything prepared for that. We're expecting God to do a new thing in our lives, leaving all in 2020 behind that is not of God, and pressing forward to what God has for us in the new year. Amen. Blessings and favor,
amen.
Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, and happiness, new relationships, marriage, you know, no more loneliness. You know, a lot of us are dealing with that. So God has given me new projects, and I'm not going to say too much on in service today until I talk to my husband, because I have that bad. He'd be like shocked. I'd be announcing things, and he'd be like, wait a minute, when that happened? So anyway,
hallelujah.
We thank God, you all. Remember first Sunday we have communion. So that means next Sunday, you all, it will be communion Sunday. So make sure you have everything you need for communion next week. And I think that is it. And we'll start that going out to the streets to be able to minister in the streets and feed the homeless. Amen. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You. I think that is it. I am so happy. You all have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Because I believe when we come back next week, it'll be January, right?
Amen.
It'll be January.
Well,
You know what? We come back on that Sunday, so I don't think not quite. We'll be right there at it.
Next week will be
Friday.
The following week would be the following week. Okay. So I'll save the Happy New Year, y'all, to next week. All right.
Amen.
God bless you. Then we have our benediction for our Pastor Manning. God bless you.
Amen. God bless y'all. You know, what a great word that went forth on today. You know, let it take root. Let it take root. Let it do what the word of God has came to do. And that's to build you, to change you and to build you. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen again. We love you.
Amen. We love you. We bless you all.
Yes.
We bless you all. Prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. Hallelujah. We bless you to be a place of beauty.
Hallelujah.
We bless you with prosperity to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and a deficit. We bless you to increase in word. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we're saved, that we're here. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. And
God bless you all. We love you. We love you.
Yes.
God bless you too. Amen. Y'all have a good good Sunday, a blessed Sunday, and a happy Merry Christmas. Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas.
That's
God bless
right.
you all. Thank you.
Oh, I wanna see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm telling you, but at least I'm breathing,
don't you wanna live? to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.